It's more than 10 years since the signing of the peace deal, which brought an end to Bougainville's civil war, and building the peace has been a long, slow process. For the past 3 years, the autonomous Bougainville government has been working on a consultative process with landowners in the lead-up to four-way talks between the landowners, the Bougainville government, the PNG government and the Rio Tinto subsidiary Bougainville Copper on the reopening of the Panguna copper mine. It was this mine that sparked the civil war, and the ABG is keen to get the process right. Now it appears a Chinese company, Beijing Aerospace Great Wall Mineral Investment Limited, wants a piece of the action. Reports in the Post Courier newspaper say the chairman of the Panguna Mine Affected Landowners Association, Lawrence Daveona, has signed an agreement with the Chinese company, giving it access to the mine site to prepare a plan for dealing with mine wastes. The paper says the agreement calls for the company to be involved in negotiations for the reopening of the mine. Bougainville President John Momus says if the Chinese company was genuine, it would not try to come into Bougainville through the back door.
They circumnavigated the mechanism that we set up amongst the landowners, Bougainville Copper, PNG government and the ABG to look at all issues to do with the reopening of the Panguna mine, because it's been a painful experience, and we finally got a process going which engages all the major stakeholders, including the BR, including the ex-combatants, in a very purposeful manner, which has surprised many, many people, because now we are committed to deal with this problem in a way that would be in accordance with international best practice.
The deal with Beijing Aerospace Great Wall Mineral Investment is said to have been brokered by the Papua New Guinea government's communications minister, Jimmy Miring Toro. President Momus is not happy about his role in the affair, and he says it goes against the spirit of reconciliation.
I must say that Minister Jimmy Miring Toro, the Minister for Communication, who represents Central Bougainville in the National Parliament, must be is answerable for bringing in this company without even having the courtesy to come to the ABG. We're not against foreign investment. In fact, we are encouraging credible foreign investment because we need revenue and income for our people. But for the minister and in particular the chairman of the Panguna landowners, Lawrence Daveona, to completely ignore the process that we have set up, and especially this joint Panguna negotiations coordination committee, doesn't augur well for their genuine commitment.
The autonomous Bougainville government is in the process of taking over responsibility for mining from the PNG government and has new mining legislation due to go before Parliament in September. President Momus does not see a role for Beijing Aerospace Great Wall Mineral Investment Limited at Panguna.
I don't think I need to talk to them. We are in the process of talking with Bougainville Copper, and under the Bougainville Copper agreement, the lease in Panguna belongs to BCL.
So what is the legal standing exactly of this agreement signed by the Panguna landowners?
It has no legal effect. It's null and void as far as we are concerned. We will certainly throw it out.